Welcome back to Targum Yomsum on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. We're going to go back a little bit and do Parshas Balak just to get a quick shiurin. So the Pasuk says in Perikov Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, this is part of Bilam and Balak's plan to curse the Jewish people, and this is one of the attempts. And it says, Vayomer Bilam leBalak hisyasev al olosecha. So he brings a bunch of kavanos and he says to Balak, stand by the kavanos, these olos, the ilcha, and I'm going to go. Ulai yikara Hashem likrasi. Maybe Hashem will happen upon me, and maybe Hashem will reach out to me. Udvar mayareini vigadati lach, and whatever I'm able to see in this vision in my nevuah, I'm going to tell you. Vayelech shefi, and he went shefi. So what does that mean? He went shefi. So Rashi says, Kitargumo, it's in accordance with the Targum, this is referring to Targum Unkelus, whenever Rashi says Targum, he's talking Targum Unkelus. It says, Va'azal Yechidi, I will go by myself. So that's how Rashi understands it. Latin says, Lashon Shofi V'Sheket, it's like a Lashon of quietness, She'enimo Elashtika, that there's nothing with him, only Shtika, only silence. So what does it mean? He went Shefi, he went quietly by himself, leaving Balak behind. That's how Rashi understands it. Even if that's the Pasha Pshat, you have to understand why the Torah uses this Lashon Shefi. It's not such a common expression, and I think we can start to get the clue if you take a look at Targum Yonasan. Targum Yonasan says, Va'amar Bilam Levalak Isatara Lasach Ve'ach Dilma Yizdaman Nimrad Hashem Lakadmusi Fiska Madichaveli Va'asane Lach. I'm going to tell you whatever Hashem shows me. Ba'azal gachin kichivya. And he went gachin, like on his gachon, on his stomach, kichivya, like a snake. He went on his stomach like a snake. So the pasuk says, Vayelech shefi, he went shefi. Targum Yonasan interprets that as he went on his stomach like a snake. Which is very interesting. What does that mean? Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Hei Amar Aleph, it has a teaching of Rabbi Yochanan who says Bilam chiger baraglo achas haya, that Bilam was injured in one leg. Shemar vayelech shefi, it understands that he went shefi, meaning seeming to be like limping. But there are mafarshim, the Peirush Yonasan is quoted by the Bir Yonasan here, as well as indications based in the Zohar that the word shefi is like a lashon of a shvifon, which is a type of snake, and that there's some sort of snake allusions here. And the Bir Yonasan seems to understand what's going on is that he was going shefi, that he was kind of, you know, snake-like. Right, it was gachen kechivya. It was like on his stomach, a snake. Like basically, Bilam was crawling. When it says vayelech shefi, he left. So it's not that just he was limping, as the Gemara might seem to say, but based on Targum Yonasan, he left like crawling like a snake because of his injury, because he was lame at least in one leg. I guess it kind of makes sense. He doesn't have his donkey anymore. So, and how's he to get around? He doesn't necessarily have crutches. So it could be that's what's going on here. Though we can also say that there's another point to take out of this being gachen kechivya, and maybe that there's an aspect that vayilech shefi, that he went like a snake, and maybe that there's something snake-like about Bilam, and this, you know, there are a few different points you could say about something that is snake-like. Of course, we know Chazal speak about this a lot, but it's just true in the world, of animals that. The snake has the ability to kill with its mouth, and very often the snake is compared to, or Lashon Hara is connected to the snake, because Lashon Hara is something that's done with the mouth, and it creates tremendous damage, and the snake is in its bite, and it's, you know, its poison, and its ability to send toxins in with just one bite and kill a very large creature. And we have this as well over here with Bilam. Bilam has the koach of the snake. His ability to curse is what causes damage. We know that the nachash, the primordial nachash, the nachash akadmon that was with Adam and Chava and Gan Eden, caused human beings to sin. And we see something with Bilam as well at the end of the parsha, that Bilam is somebody who has this nachash-like quality as well. He's the one who causes, brings this evil etza to get the Jews to sin with the Moavi women and the Midiani women, and causes them to worship Baal Peor. So also we see that. Different ideas that you could say regarding the symbol of a snake. So when you have this imagery of him not just limping, but kind of crawling on his stomach like a snake, so it just makes us think that it's more than just, you know, physical disability, but rather his whole essence was very snake-like, was with a great koach that was used for toxic purposes and for destruction and causing others to sin. And we should be zochah to be protected from all these snakes in the world.